From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address is anything@kera.org. There's another number, though, that you know probably pretty well. If you've been listening at all over the last couple of weeks, it's 888-694-6931. 1-888-694-6931 is the number to call to make a contribution at any level this hour. And man, is it more important than ever that you call right now or go online to kera.org because we have a $1,000 at-risk challenge grant today issued by Parigi's Restaurant. We've got to get 100 contributions in any level. That's a $5, that's a $50, that's a $500 contribution, any level this hour at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Now, we're going to be counting down from 100. We only have an hour today, and actually we only have 53 and a half minutes from right now to make this. So really, I urge you to call right now, 1-888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org and make a contribution. We're counting down to the end of the drive here. We could wrap this up today, and that's why these challenges have sort of surfaced today, and that's why there's a little bit more of a sense of urgency, because we don't want to be doing this in the morning. We don't want to be doing this tomorrow. We don't want to be doing this Sunday and Monday. Let's go out with a bang today. We're about I think 85,000 away ish from finishing the drive. So call now 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. I'm not getting any sign that there's been a response thus far down the hall. This is your public radio station. This is your source for NPR news, for great commentary, for incredible conversations, and for this show, the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know show. I've got questions here. I have a sheaf of questions. I want to take your questions and answers this hour, but we have to make this challenge. We can't let a $1,000 challenge. We can't let that walk out the door. The nice folks over at Parigi's Restaurant, I think they're over on Oak Lawn. They obviously are fans of the station. They've chosen the Anything Show as the place to issue you a challenge. They will give the station $1,000 if you make a contribution at any level this hour, and we reach 100 total contributions. We've heard from a few people. We've heard from 5 people already. Thank you so much to each of you. Hopefully we'll get some of your names, but we still got to hear from 95 people. Look at it this way. It's a $1,000 challenge grant. If we get 100 contributions, that's like adding $10 to your contribution. So if you gave $15, it's as if you gave $25. If you gave $90, it's as if you gave $100. Because Parigi's has said, we'll give the station $1,000 if 100 of you, and there are more than 100 of you listening. So you and you and you and you call 888-694-6931. Or go online to kera.org and make your contribution. Here are a couple of questions that have come in. This is from Amy and Azel, who says, back in November of 2005, we inadvertently found a weed specimen that grew under our toilet, down the pipe toward the sewer line. Just this weekend, when we went to again replace the wax ring under our commode, we found the same plant regrown and over twice as long. Amy wants to know, what plant can grow without light about 6 to 9 inches per year and seeks out sewage? And how can we kill it? She says, we're in a brick home with a concrete slab that was built in 76. We never had this problem, she writes, until 2005. Randy in Lakewood wants to know, what's the movie being filmed around Deep Ellum, Fair Park, Woodrow Wilson High School? Does anyone know anything about it? Paul says, when I try to download Windows Vista updates, I get error codes 646 and 643. How do I get rid of those so that the download will go through? And Mark at UTD asks, what's the significance of the stickers I see on cars? He says, actually mostly trucks, at least in my area, that are oval-shaped and just have a number like 13.1 or 73.6 on them. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything@kera.org, if you want to get involved in the show. And I really do want to take your questions and answers this hour, but we've got to make some pretty significant progress down the hall. We want to wrap up this drive today. You want to wrap up this drive today, and you can push it along. You can urge the audience, the rest of the audience, the rest of everyone else, the people who haven't pledged, and you can join the people who have if you call 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. When you make a contribution right now at any level during this hour, and by the way, we've heard from seven people still looking for 93 contributions by 1 o'clock. The clock is ticking. That's 48 minutes and 17 seconds from right now. We've got to hear from you right now at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. When you make a contribution this hour, you're not only supporting the station that you already listen to, you're not only supporting this show, which we only get a couple of times, a couple of chances during a membership campaign to ask you to support the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know program. Not only are you doing that, you're also doing something for you know, everyone else in the North Texas community. You're also setting an example. Thank you so much to Gabriel Sarah in Lake Dallas, Asha Ramanan in Allen, and Diane Perkinson in Dallas. They said, I want to set an example, and they are now saying, please join me as well in support of this station. We've done our part. How about you? Thank you very much to Jeff Harper in Fort Worth. Really appreciate your contribution. You can join them by calling 888-694-6931 or by going online to kera.org. Make a contribution at any level, because when you do it right now, not only do you support the station that you already listen to, not only do you support the Anything show that you're listening to right now, not only are you setting an example for everyone else, but you're also helping us meet this challenge. It's $1,000 that the station is not going to get. We're not going to get $1,000 if we don't hear from you at 888-694-6931. And trust me, $1,000 goes a long way at this company. This show is pretty close to the ground. You know, it's pretty much produced. Well, we just open the mics, we open the phones, and it sort of happens. There's not a whole lot of, I mean, we print out emails, and we have to have the computers and stuff like that. But we don't spend a lot of money where it's unnecessary. And we do a lot of stuff that way here at KERA. You know, lots of things are sort of piggybacked together so that it's actually more cost-effective to get the work done. That's why we don't do a one-day membership campaign every week. You know, we decide to put them together and do a bunch of days to raise the money as quickly and as efficiently as possible to get it out of the way so that we can, you know, move on to the regular schedule. So, you know, we really do think about these things. And $600,000 is the goal. We're 85 or maybe just less than 85,000 away. We can finish today. We really can finish today if you call right now, 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. The phone number to call the show is 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Miles in Dallas. Hey, Miles.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I was in a class the other day, and I ran to a teacher, and we were talking about the cameras at the lights when you run them and you get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling me how it violates the Fourth Amendment and an invasion of privacy issue, and it's because the people who take the pictures isn't owned by the government. It's actually a private corporation. And I guess my question is, I was wondering how stuff like that gets passed. Is it like something that's snuck into a bill, or I'm not sure how stuff like it's how our amendments get violated like that.
You know, and that's a great question, Miles, because I thought there was a court in Texas that stopped that.
Yeah, there was a Plano case that took place not too long ago, and he brought that up. But over by like Brookhaven Community College, there's, you know, lights all over the place that
right.
people are getting ticketed for, and I just didn't understand. And I know it probably takes time to fight that and money to fight that, and people just kind of give into that, and it just makes things strange for me to think that people just kind of let them do that.
I think they're supposed to, and I could be wrong here, but I think on the show, this very show, we've heard an answer before. They're supposed to have a police officer review every violation. Because someone asked about, you know, the funeral procession is running through red lights.
Yeah, I remember listening to that. Yeah.
Well, let's see if we get a better explanation for your question.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for calling.
No problem. Have a good afternoon.
800-933-5372. Man, I've programmed myself to say 888. That's what this does to me. 888-694-6931. That's the number to call down the hall. We heard from Kevin Griffey in San Diego. All right, Kevin, thank you so much. Paula Craig in Dallas. Laura McEwen in Atlanta, California. Hey, come on, Dallas, Fort Worth. You can't let the West Coast folks tote, you know, the load for KERA. This is your station. Thanks very much to the folks in California, though, for your contributions. We really appreciate it. And believe me, it really means a lot to hear from you. And the fact that you're listening as well. But, you know, this is the Dallas-Fort Worth Public Radio Station. $83,000 to go. We're still looking for your call. We've got a challenge grant on the table. 90 contributions left to make this hour, or we have to say no thanks to Parigi's Restaurant and their $1,000 challenge grant. They called up and they said, look, we have $1,000. We'll give it to KERA if 100 people will make a contribution to any level. It can be $5, it can be $15, additional gift, a one-time gift, 100 discrete individual contributions within the hour of anything on Friday. Because they want the people at the restaurant, they want the drive to end. Just like you want the drive to end, just like I want the drive to end, just like everybody in this building, believe me, wants the drive to end. And the drive ends when you call 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org and make a contribution. Please do it right now. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Matthew in Dallas. Hey, Matthew.
Hi, my name is Matthew. And,
yes, Matthew.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I had an answer regarding the oval-shaped bumper stickers. 13.1 is actually, somebody will put that on the back of their car if they've completed a half marathon.
Okay.
70.3, if somebody's completed a half Ironman, and 140.6, I believe, if somebody's completed a full Ironman.
Oh, okay, 26.2 would be a regular old marathon.
A marathon, right, exactly.
Okay. Well, yep. Thanks very much for calling.
Great, thanks a lot.
We also heard from, Kellem, who, it's Kellem. Thanks, Kellem. Kellem in Dallas, who pledged in October. So thanks, Kellen, for your pledge back in October. Of course, right now is a great chance for anybody who's a current member to make a small additional gift to help us reach our 100 contributions by 1 o'clock. We've got to do it, or we're going to have to say, somebody's going to have to call up the people at Parigi's who said, we'll give you $1,000 if you get 100 calls or contributions, and say, you know what, we talked about it, we tried really hard, but you get to keep your $1,000. And all it takes for you to help us make that is a contribution at any level. You can help ensure that KERA gets an additional $1,000, gets that much closer to the end of the drive, and you can, do your part for public radio. 1-888-694-6931. 86 to go. Still need 86 contributions at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Maybe you'd like your very own copy of Ken Burns' The National Parks series. It's still available. From what I understand, it's only still available today. From what we were told yesterday, this is your last chance to contribute at least $100 and to get your very own 6-DVD, 12-hour Ken Burns National Parks miniseries. We'll send it to you with our thanks when you contribute at least $100 at 888-694-6931. Or online at kera.org. I've been watching it. I missed most of it in the fall. And if you're like me, you don't want to miss something about the national parks. I've been watching it. It's unbelievable. It is so good. The history, the stories, the people who stood up and said, you know, parks need to belong to people. Land needs to belong to the citizens of the United States. And that's what this is all about. And it shows some of the most amazing footage. It's yours. When you call 888-694-6931, contribute at least $100 or go online to kera.org. But please call or go online now. Thanks to Jim Burton in Denton, Tony Formby in Fort Worth. Thank you to Jimmy Ball in Flower Mound. Y'all are the ones who are making this station possible, and you're also the ones that are helping us reach this challenge. It's a $1,000 challenge grant. It's at risk. We could possibly not get this. We have to get 100 contributions, 82 left to go. Please call 888-694-6931 or contribute online at kera.org. We'll be right back. It is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA, Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Phone number is 800-933-5372. The email address is anything at kera.org. Want to get to as many of your calls and questions as we possibly can this hour. However, we've got serious business to attend to. We're running out of time to make this challenge. It's a $1,000 at-risk challenge. It's possible that we can make it. We probably could make it if you would call 888-694-6931. The thing is, there's a pretty good chance we won't make this, and we won't be able to say thank you to Parigi's Restaurant for $1,000. It is so incredibly important that we make this because it gets us that much closer to the drive. And 100 contributions, it's kind of like Parigi's is adding $10 to your contribution. So call us, 888-694-6931. Go online to KERA.org. We are counting down. The last tally we got, we needed about 83 contributions still. And folks, there's 36 minutes left in this hour. So your call right now to 888-694-6931 or online at KERA.org is so important right now. A couple of answers that have come in since last week. this is from TR. This is about the lunar and Martian temperature question. TR says, the determination of actual temperature on the moon or Mars is relatively recent, since the first unmanned probes to the moon in the 60s and Mars in the 70s. TR says 50 years ago, everything was relatively constant. Everything was estimated by telescopes, and most of that's been proven wrong. The moon's temperature in shadow is relatively constant since it has no atmosphere near the temperature of a vacuum. Mars, he says, has a significant CO2 atmosphere and a wide variation of temperature. Near the equator, you could probably grow asparagus in the summer, TR says. A good listing of links from the various landers from Viking to the present is at hypertextbook.com, if you search for that. But TR also says for real-time updates, the folks who run the Mars landers at the JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, are at jpl.nasa.gov. So check that out. Let's see. Anche says, organic milk is usually ultra-pasteurized as opposed to regular pasteurization, which is the reason that it lasts so much longer. It's the question we had last week. The radio TV delay for baseball watching. You know, that we talked about last week, the age-old pastime of watching a baseball game, listening to it on the radio. Levi says, if you purchase an HD radio, the digital signal lags the analog signal 5 seconds, and this will be closer to the TV delay, not to mention the sound is CD quality. And Levi says, go Rangers. You can call us with your questions and answers, 800-933-5372, and that is what Gabrielle in Arlington has done. Hey, Gabrielle.
Oh, hi. I have a question about a product called Taplib, or another one's called Dandy Blend. It's a coffee substitute. It's like a grain beverage with chicory. Unfortunately, I can't have coffee anymore. I miss it terribly. But my sister-in-law from Canada brought down some Taplib for me to try. It was all right, and I'm almost out. I can't seem to find anywhere in the Metroplex that sells it. So I'm wondering if anyone knows of a brick-and-mortar store that I can get that at.
Can you spell it? Is it C-A-F-L-I-B?
Yeah, it's just C-A-F and then, dash L-I-B.
Okay.
Caflib. There's also something called Dandy Blend that's similar. I haven't tried that one, but I hear it's pretty good.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Of course, the other number is 888-694-6931. We've heard from David Littlefield in Mesquite. Thanks, David. We've heard from Lisa Barthel in Bedford. Thank you, Lisa. And Tyler Rice in Dallas. Thank you, Tyler. Also, thanks to Ramsey Rodriguez in Dallas, Sandra Bunch in Brownsboro, and Margaret Torres in Fort Worth. Thanks to each of you. You've called 888-694-6931 or gone online to KERA.org during this crucial challenge period during the Anything Show today. There's a $1,000 challenge that's at risk. That means there's a giant hand over the station right now, and it's holding a little, it's holding a big check, one of those big prize checks, and it says $1,000 for KERA. But only, it's going to only drop that check for us to catch if we get 100 contributions by 1 o'clock. We've had 25 contributions. We still need 75 contributions, or the hand, the giant hand, will snatch away the $1,000 check. That's going to be a sad thing. That would be a very sad thing if the giant hand of Parigi's Restaurant snatched away the $1,000 check. So please don't let that happen. Please call 888-694-6931. please go online, kera.org. Please make your contribution because you know it's the right thing to do. And you know what? We'll even give you something. Okay? Join at the $240 level, and we will give you the Rick, I'm calling it the Rick Steves, oh my gosh, I really get all that pack? That's what I'm calling it. So at $240 level, you get the Rick Steves, oh my gosh, I really get all that pack, which is all three books, new and updated, the 80 show DVD anthology, and the newsletter and map of Europe. The DVD alone, 80 episodes of Rick Steves' travels in Europe. 80 episodes, outtakes, blooper reel, the whole, oh my gosh, I really get all that for $240 pack. Make it 350, okay? Give $350 to the station right now, and we'll also give you the Ken Burns 6 DVD 12-hour National Parks set. So for $350, all right? I'll send you the Ken Burns thing, the Rick Steves thing, and you'll help us make this challenge and you'll help us finish the drive today. About $80,000 left to go. That's fantastic. We can do this today. We can finish this membership campaign today. If you'll call now, 800-888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org or just call. It's 1-888-694-6931. And there's a room full of volunteers down there. They brought in the volunteers today. And they fed them. They are energized. They're ready to go. They're ready to talk to you. And we still need to hear from 70 of you. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. Let's talk next to Rick in Lancaster. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Yes.
My question was, isn't the predatory lending that credit card companies do, isn't that usury and against our constitutional right? And I'll see if you can get an answer to that.
Predatory lending. What specifically do you mean by predatory
lending?
Well,
I mean, like, for instance, if you pay for a year the minimum balance on something, you've already paid for it. And yet you still owe as much or more than you started owing.
Yeah, I think there's some new policies in place that went into effect in January to help mitigate those issues. But, you know, I don't recall the actual details. Maybe somebody will call and or send us an email with the details of that.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Bo in Arlington. Hey, Bo.
Hello?
Yes, are you with us?
Is this for me, Bill?
Oh, Bill. Okay, yeah. Bill, you're on the air.
Okay. This may have been answered last week. Question about public transportation for North Texas.
Uh-huh.
We had a wonderful interurban system when I was growing up. I'm 82 years old. I'm talking about 1930s and just ending about 1940. We had a wonderful interurban system between Fort Worth and Dallas. It not only went from town to town, it went through the tracks in downtown that used by the streetcars. So you didn't even have to go to town to catch it. You could catch it anywhere. You'd catch it at Handley or Arlington, Grand Prairie, anywhere along the line. And I used to be able to catch it and go to Dallas and visit my aunt and back and never have to go to town. It was a wonderful system.
Well, Bill, that's exactly the answer we were looking for because we did not get an answer. So
I don't know if they can look it up under, I think it was Interurban Transit Company, but they were electric trains,
right?
And they were wonderful.
Well, the Interurban building in downtown Dallas is still there. I think it's lofts and there's a grocery store.
Yeah, and unless they've torn it down, there's an old trestle over there near Oak Cliff that was for it that hadn't been used for anything else. They may have torn that down
okay.
by now.
Well, Bill,
it was a wonderful system. I sure wish we had it now.
Thanks very much for calling.
You bet.
800-933-5372 is that number. Down the hall, the number is 888-694-6931. Some very encouraging news, folks. But don't get complacent. Don't think that it's just going to happen. But we've got 57 calls or online contributions to go to make this challenge. 100 contributions at any level this hour, and Parigi's Restaurant gives the station an extra $1,000. That means a lot toward finishing this drive. It really does. That means a lot. So call us, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Make your contribution. The phone number for the show is 800-933-5372, and that's where we talk to James in Dallas. Hey, James.
Yes, Howard.
Yes, go right ahead.
How you doing?
Doing well.
I was just curious as to who actually owns public radio.
Who owns public radio?
Yes, sir.
That's a really good question. This station is owned by North Texas Public Broadcasting Incorporated, which is a not-for-profit company here in North Texas. It owns KERA 90.1, KERA Channel 13, and KKXT 91.7. And the station is, the company, North Texas Public Broadcasting Incorporated, owns the stations. The network, the National Public Radio Network, isn't really a network. It's more of an affiliation. And PBS is the same deal. Member stations, you know, pay dues and pay for programming license. And that's how it works. It's not, you know, a show coming down the network isn't necessarily always carried. When the network carries something, actually, if the network carries some sort of news show or some sort of special program, a decision gets made right here in management offices at KERA as to whether or not it's going to air on any of our station properties.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Thank you.
You bet. So you know, but you know, you can get a share of it. You can get a share of it yourself. Thanks for calling, James.
Thank you.
Your share available at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Hey, Janet Steinheimer in Garland, thank you so much. Also to Jessica Bigley in Dallas, Indira Singla in Coppell, and Tammy Espinoza in Dallas. Thank you for calling or going online. Srikanth Chadav in Fort Worth, Lisa Wildman in Mineola, Pamela Fernando in Plano, and Anna Terry in McKinney. Thank you for your call to 888-694-6931 or your online contribution at kera.org. Please, let's not forget that there is a challenge on the table written on this very sheet right here. It is a $1,000 at-risk challenge grant. We've got to have 100 donations at any level by 1 o'clock, and Parigi's Restaurant will give the station an extra $1,000. They called up and said, hey, we want the drive to end, and we'll throw $1,000 worth of motivation in. And that's the best kind of motivation. Because when you call 888-694-6931, you're supporting the uniquely human voice, the quirky stuff you hear on KERA, including this show. You're supporting everything you get from this station. You're helping everybody else who's contributed to the station. You're helping them help pay the bills. And you're helping us meet this challenge, and you're helping end the drive. Listen, the drive could end today. We're $78,000 away from ending this drive. And when we started the hour, we were around 85-ish or so. This is really good news. This is incredible news. We could end this membership campaign today. I mean, we could end it during the show right now. We really could if 78 people would call with a $1,000 gift. If you would do that, or maybe if you give $2,000 or $3,000, that would help. You know, sort of set the tone. We really could end the drive right now because many, many, many of you listening. You know what? If everybody listening right now called and just pledged $35, we would end the drive, and you know, we might go so far over that you know, decisions would be made about what the next drive's goal would be. Good decisions. That's how many people listen. That's how many of you are listening. And, you know, it is hard. It is really hard to get you to call. I've tried, in the time I've worked here and the time I've done fundraising, I've tried so many different ways to get you to call. And there is no secret. There is no magic word. There is no formula, because it's you and you and you and you and you. And we're all different, but we all have something in common. And what we have in common is that we listen to public radio. I listen, you listen, everybody I can see through multiple windows here, whether they work here, whether they volunteer, whether they have just walked in the door to volunteer for the very first time, or whether they've been volunteering for 10 years like Fiona Norton, who answers your calls on this show. every single person that I can see here listens to public radio. And there are many hundreds and probably possibly thousands of you listening right now who are listening to public radio. And that's what we share. That's what brings us together. And so it's times like this that it's so important that you get it and that you consider how much impact your contribution, just whatever it is, whether it's $10 or $100, or if you want the Ken Burns DVD National Park series and you want the Rick Steves, oh my gosh, I really get all that pack, your $350, it really means a lot. Please call 888-694-6931. Please help us make this challenge today during the Anything Show. We're about halfway there, and sadly, we've only got about 20 minutes left to make the 100 contributions. Okay, we're a little over halfway there. 37 calls or online contributions left to go. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. Let's talk to Marnie in Denton. Hello, Marnie.
Hi. I have an answer to the question about the plant growing in the sewage.
Yeah.
Or it's a thoughtful answer. I'm not certain that it's correct,
okay,
but I'm pretty sure. There's a plant called kudzu, K-U-D-Z-U, and it's an introduced species. And the government introduced it, I believe it was in the 50s, as a ground cover for side of the freeway. And
it turned into an everything cover. It turned into a cover buildings and trees and everything.
And it grows in lakes, and it's taken over very quickly.
Okay. All right.
So
well,
that's my answer.
Thanks for calling.
Sure. Take care. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372 is that number. But before we go to a break, I want to remind you of the other number, 888-694-6931. That's your ticket to helping KERA meet this goal. Suzanne at Myaston did it from Granbury. David Mallett in North Richland Hills. Thank you very much, David. Wendy Tabor in Carrollton. Tim Cutts in Union Valley made a contribution. We also heard from Lynn Haley in McKinney. Bill Buchanan in Irving, Anika Jones in Dallas, and Caitlin McCurley in Denton. Thanks to each of you, but please be the next one to call, 888-694-6931. We still need 37 contributions to meet this challenge. It's a $1,000 challenge. It's going to go away if we don't get 37 more calls or contributions online at kera.org. From KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything@kera.org. We're still making progress down the hall. It looks like some people are on the phones on our challenge this hour from Parigi's. 100 contributions at any level required for us to receive an additional $1,000 from Parigi's restaurant. So please call 888-694-6931 or go online and make a contribution at kera.org. And it's a contribution at any level. Any dollar amount will qualify. So an additional gift is completely welcome. Please don't wait. Please do it now. And let's talk on the other number on the show to Tom in Fort Worth. Hey, Tom. Tom, are you with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Jeff, I tried to get in the public digital TV over an antenna outside, and I was wondering if there was any update to it because I had such poor reception that I had to go to a satellite program.
Hmm. Well,
and I haven't heard anything lately about it. It's such poor reception, and I didn't know if they had improved anything on it.
And you know, we've had this question a couple of times, and there's a website that, of course, I can't remember what it is, but it gives you sort of the direction from your house
right.
that you should aim your antenna.
Yeah, it's on Cedar Hill.
Right, right. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you, Tom.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
For calling.
All right. 800-933-5372.
Of course, the other number, 888-694-6931. Look, I can guarantee you one thing, and that is that next week, I mean, there's no way we're going to be fundraising next week. There's no way. It's going to work, and we need to put this one to bed today. This needs to go down today. You know what? Some people are helping make sure that happens. One of those people is, someone named Fran Whittington in Carrollton. Thanks, Mom, very much. Chuck Haley and McKinney, thank you for your contribution. Jeffrey and Susan Moore in Dallas, thank you very much, Jeffrey and Susan. And Karen Gunnarsson in Glenwood, thank you, Karen. 29 contributions to go, 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. We've got to have 29 more contributions. We have 15 minutes and 25 seconds. Please call 888-694-6931. Please go online to kera.org. Please make a contribution right now, like Allison Starr in Dallas did, and Bill Webb in Plano, and Joe Milks in Plano, and Joe Farron in Addison. They have done their part to make sure that the drive ends, that they set an example for everybody else, because you're not alone. You know, when you join the station, you're joining a group of people who are committed to making sure that public radio stays here for themselves. Do it for selfish reasons, for other people. Do it for altruistic reasons, and for the station to get even more money. Do it for those reasons, so that we can get that $1,000 additional gift from Parigi's Restaurant. Look, that takes us even that much closer to finishing the drive, okay? So when we make this goal, the tally's going to drop even that much farther. So don't wait. Call right now, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. KERA in North Texas Public Broadcasting Incorporated is a not-for-profit organization that's registered in the state of Texas. And what that means is your contribution, less the fair market value of any thank you gift you choose to receive, and there's some pretty good ones, which we're going to mention here in a second again, is tax deductible. So if you give $1,000 to the station right now, and you don't get a thank you gift, you can write that off next year. You can write that off your taxes. It's a charitable contribution. You give $2,000, you can write that off next year. If you gave last year and you got the deduction, why not do it again this year? Why not do it right now so we can finish the drive? We're $75,000 away from finishing this drive. It's over when we raise the last $75,000. Call us, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Crispin in Dallas says that website you're thinking of is antennaweb.org. Antennaweb.org. So check that out, Tom in Fort Worth. Maybe that'll help. Let's talk to Lee in Fort Worth. Hey, Lee.
Hey there. First of all, you guys ought to be commended for that you keep up this much of the quality of the live programming while you're doing the pledge drive.
Thank you very much, because I'm kind of pushing the envelope today a little bit, but I have kind of a terrifying assignment. So,
on the interurban,
yes,
at the Fort Worth Intermodal Transit, whatever it is, what you used to call a terminal, used to be, I believe, the old Santa Fe Railroad terminal. They have one of the old interurban cars there and a description of the route. And those things ran like 100 kilometers, or 50 to 60 miles an hour between Fort Worth and Dallas. And, that would be real nice if they were back.
You know, my grandfather used to work in the interurban building in downtown Dallas, and then he got a job in the, I think it was the 30s or 40s, probably the 40s, actually removing the streetcar tracks from the streets of Dallas. That was his job, was to cut those out of the streets, and then eventually didn't have a job anymore.
The car that they've got there, they were very nice, apparently, and speedy as well.
Yeah.
Actually, if you had them back now, you could get quicker between Fort Worth and Dallas than you could buy a car by any means.
Yeah. Well, maybe someday.
Oh, we hope. But anyway, somebody wanted to see what the cars look like, and there's a couple of pictures, and it's all outside the area down by the track.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. The number down the hall, 888-694-6931. You can contribute online at kera.org. I've got to remind you that there's a challenge on the table this hour from Parigi's Restaurant. They called. They said, look, get 100 calls or online contributions in the noon hour on Friday, the Anything Show, and we'll give you $1,000. We, a restaurant, a business here in North Texas, will contribute $1,000 to the success of the campaign. That's pretty. You know what? If you go in there mention that to them, because that's pretty great. And we still haven't made it. We haven't made the challenge yet, and we've only got about 9 minutes. 888-694-6931. 15 contributions left to go. Online at KERA.org. Eileen Nolan in Midlothian, though, did her part. Thank you, Eileen. And Barbara Bartle in Fort Worth. Kelly Casas in Fort Worth. Sheila Fonqua in Plano. They did their part. How about you? 1-888-694-6931. Go online, KERA.org. I'll tell you what, if we make the challenge here, and we still have some time in the show, we'll get everybody who's on the line. We'll read all the emails we've got here stacked up. Don't forget, at the $240 membership level, you get the Rick Steves, Oh My Gosh, I Really Get All That, thank you package. And it's a lot of stuff. It's all three books. His newest book is one of those books, Travel as a Political Act, updated travel guides. All three of those, the newsletter, but an 80-episode DVD set. 80-episode DVD anthology with outtakes, blooper reel, all that good stuff, for $240. You join as a sustaining member. That's just $20 a month. Think about what you spend your money on, and then ask yourself, is KERA worth $20 a month? Because you're not just getting the Rick Steves Oh My Gosh pack. You're getting the station. It's not what are you getting in exchange for a thank you gift. You're actually getting the station. Every day, 24 hours a day, anytime you turn the radio on, you get the station with no worry, no fuss, no subscription service, no rules, you know? You just get it. It's just there for you. And then we'll also send you this incredible 80-episode anthology and books and all that stuff just to say thanks, because we really appreciate it. And so does everybody else. All the people who've already contributed, all those people whose names we've been reading all week, they're paying for your radio station. They're actually paying so that you have the privilege to listen to the station. And, you know, I think you're probably the kind of person who, after all, this is Texas. You know, you're probably the kind of person who likes to take responsibility for things yourself. And, you just haven't had a chance, or maybe I just haven't asked you in the right way yet. Maybe I haven't, you know? So please call 888-694-6931. Go online to KERA.org. Make your contribution. Let's finish the drive today, okay? Let's finish today. We're getting close to $70,000 left to raise. Let's finish it today. 888-694-6931. Online at KERA.org. Hey, we made the challenge. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. And as promised, let's talk to Alan in Allen. Hey, Alan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
First, I had to agree with the previous caller. You're doing a great job. You're balancing the show great.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
So, yeah, compliments to that. Long-time listener, first-time caller. My question is, I was reading, I think it was on CNN.com, a report about how the government is going to increase spending or maybe try to direct spending that they already have. Spent to help more Americans get on the internet. My question is I was kind of unclear, and I've done some research and stuff before I called you, obviously, about if they're just paying to have more towers and more lines put in, or if they're actually going to start paying to cover internet for individual families.
Okay. Well, we'll ask, and we'll likely get your answer next week, but we'll be here next week.
All right. Excellent. I'll tune in.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Karen and Euless. Hey, Karen.
Hi.
Yes.
This is Karen and Euless.
Yes. Go right ahead, Karen.
You know, I was there volunteering this morning, and
Hello.
I was so happy. I happened to congratulations on making the challenge.
Thank you very much.
Glad. I was lucky enough to have run into Dan in your engineering department.
Yeah.
In the hall. My goodness, I am using the digital converter box as well. This is an answer for the gentleman who called in about getting poor reception.
Right.
And Dan said that if you unplug the thing and plug it back in and have it go through and register the channels again, it might just be that at the time that you originally did it, the signal was bad.
Oh,
or
okay.
You know, one of the stations was updating or something like that, and if you just unplug it and plug it in again, it can work better. And he also told me that KERA is updating so that we'll be able to get the KXT and 90.1 over the sound of the TV, and it will be digital quality rather than just like radio quality. So there is hope for those of us who still have old TVs.
Very good. Well, Karen, thanks so much for calling, and thanks for coming in and volunteering this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All righty. Let's talk to William in Dallas. Hello, William.
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
Good job, Jeff.
Thank you.
Enjoyed your show.
Thanks so much.
Do you know if it's possible to magnify solar panels, the light to the solar panel?
You know, there is there are like energy production facilities that have like mirrors that aim sunlight at sort of a heating tower. And
yeah,
that heats water
those.
And causes steam to turn a turbine, et cetera. But I'm not sure about magnifying the sunlight to a solar panel.
Okay.
And you know, and someone listening will call or write in next week, because there are a bunch of installers around here that
okay, I'll check online.
I'd be concerned that you might void your warranty or damage it somehow. But
right, you wouldn't want like
right.
use a magnifying glass.
Yeah, exactly.
But well, like a little bit.
Yeah, but we'll ask.
Okay.
Well, we already have, so thanks for calling, William.
Good deal. Thank you, man.
Let's see. From the inbox, Katrina O'Cliff said she renewed her membership yesterday during Think. Thank you, Katrina. And she said there was a challenge grant on the table. Wasn't able to listen long enough to hear if it was reached. Was it? Yes, Katrina. Thanks to you and some other folks, it was reached. Let's see. Steve wants to know, what is the sticker I've been seeing on cars in the Dallas area? It's white, a white tree with a ball root and brackets around the ball route. And Kevin in Dallas wants to know if there's a way for the American people to implement term limits on congressional representatives, since it's not in their best interest to impose limits on themselves. If it's possible, what would it take? And let's see, there was one more question that I wanted to make sure we got to today. Let's see. Oh, yeah, this was it. Douglas in Dallas said, could you ask if anyone knows what was going on Saturday the 23rd at 2 p.m. around the Love Field area? He says, I was convinced that a plane was going to crash in my front yard. The noise was so loud. The planes flew over 2 to 3 times at extremely low altitude. And he says, my neighbor said he saw 2 military jets. So if you remember what was happening on Saturday the 23rd at 2 p.m. around Love Field, go ahead and email us anything at kera.org or call us next week. When we do the show. An update from down the hall. By the way, we did make the challenge. Thank you so much. So we're able to say thank you to the folks at Parigi's Restaurant who supported the station with a $1,000 challenge grant. Thank you so much to each of you who came through. The really fantastic news, and this is incredible news, we're down to $72,000 left to raise in the membership campaign. We're counting down to the end of the drive. We want to finish this today. So this is your chance right now to help. You know, let's wrap this thing up. Kate O'Donnell in Louisville has contributed. Ryan Thomas in Dallas. Linda Chambers in Keller also. Also, we heard from Donna Austin in Arlington. Thank you also to Rhonda Richards-Cohen in Dallas. Lisa Colson in Plano. Alejandro Reyes in Denton. Mark Tarug in Euless. Brant Wood, thank you, Brant, in Dallas. Emily Haywood in Benbrook. And Sarah Ozuna in Fort Worth. Also, Glenna Thornton in Fort Worth, Kristen Lee in Dallas, and Donna Austin in Arlington. Thanks to each of you for doing your part, helping us make this challenge grant. There's $72,000 left to raise. We started the hour around $85,000. So this is incredible. What an incredible response. And you, if you have not yet gotten involved, you can get involved right now by calling 888-694-6931. Or contributing online at kera.org. And when you do that, you're supporting your source for NPR News, 90.1, KERA Dallas-Fort Worth Denton, also 100.1 K261 CW in Tyler, 88.3 K202 DR in Wichita Falls, and good old 99.3 K257 EV in Sherman. You know, I lived in Sherman for a year, and I really wish that we had had good old 99.3, because that's got to be great. So thanks to everybody who called. Thanks to everybody who contributed. You can still contribute, 888-694-6931. With your help at KERA.org, we could finish this drive today. Just a few hours away, we could do it. Don't wait. Call 888-694-6931 or go online to KERA.org and make your gift of support. Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is produced by yours truly. Nilofer Arsala is our engineer. Thank you, Nilofer. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Thank you very much, Fiona. And our associate producer is Betsy Lewis. Thank you very much, Betsy, as well. You can download episodes of the show at KERA.org and sign up for the free weekly podcast if you'd like. And, of course, send us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions to anything at KERA.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting the station. And have a fantastic weekend.